So we're continuing to look at the halachos which relate to juices which are extracted from a fruit, from a vegetable, in some fashion or other. So in the previous sheet, we looked mainly at the halachos which relate to juices extracted through squeezing. Now we're going to look at the halachos which relate to juices which are extracted not through squeezing, but through cooking. So the Gemara says about this, as we mentioned in the previous year, the maya tekudu shalki kekudu shalki. The water of all cooked vegetables has the same bracha as the cooked vegetable itself. So the basic principle in the Gemara is that the water in which vegetables are cooked is going to be bere pri ha'adama, like the vegetables themselves. Now, we're going to see that this rule has a lot of added conditions. It's not such a flat blanket rule. It has a number of added conditions. I would say the two main added conditions are that A, this cooking should be done with two intents in mind. With referring to cooking that's done, A, with intent of consuming the fruit or vegetable, and B, with intent of also consuming the water. But if either of those two is simply a type of byproduct, which is not intended to be consumed, which is just going to go to waste, then the bracha of the water is going to remain shalko.
That's even not simultaneous.
Doesn't have to be dafka simultaneously, no. But it does have to be that the purpose of this cooking is for the use of both of the components, both for the use of eating, consuming the fruit or vegetable, and for the purpose of consuming the water. Let's just turn that in our minds right away for a couple of practical examples, just to make it more real to life. So for example, if one would make boiled vegetables, to eat, you know, peas, boiled carrots, beans, where the general way of eating such a thing, normally the water is simply a method of boiling it. You've got no interest in the water. The water you pour it out, you strain it. Louis Yitzhak, were it to be that somebody would have interest in that water afterwards, and they would put it in a cup and drink it, its brothel would not be very free hard all, because this was never cooked in the first place with the intention of consuming the water. The original intention of that water was simply to throw it out. Even if you would consume it, its problem would be Shato Mevidwar.
So the eating is the kavana at the moment of the cooking?
Yeah. Similarly, if we would have an opposite scenario, this is probably less frequent or less common, but if we would have a scenario where the whole intent was to consume only the water and to strain out the vegetables and chuck them away, that might be in a type of situation where maybe the vegetables, all their time is lost, or maybe wants to give it to somebody who's not able to eat the vegetables or something like that. Probably more unusual. I couldn't think of any exact scenario like this, but we'll see soon where this has ramifications. But if we would have such a scenario, again there would be no brocha charcoal on the water, and the logic in that being that the charcoal on the water comes as a type of kickoff, as a type of buying away from the fruit itself. Any time where the fruit itself isn't going to be eaten, so there cannot be the brocha of the fruit on the water. Okay, let's read these principles in here.
So one other case for today.
Yeah.
You then puree the thing afterwards and you get all mixed.
Right, yeah, we're going to come to that. Yeah, that's a very interesting slide. We'll have to think carefully how to look at that exactly.
So the vegetables, what do you?
Well, we'll talk soon about two types of vegetable food. There's vegetable food which still has the vegetables in it. Right. Clearly, like let's say, a lentil soup. Even without, there's no curing at all. It's just the vegetables are still there. And what you eat is the water and the vegetables all together. And that would be a case of the most classic example where the intention is clearly to eat both the vegetables and the water. And then, even in that situation, the point is what we're saying, in that situation, Even the water itself is very free hadol. The ramification of that being that even if one would then go and strain off all the vegetables and decide just to eat the water would still be hadol. When you have it as a combination, then we also get involved anyway in questions of ikkar and tefillin because they're two items. The point over here is that the water has become hadol. When is that? In this scenario where both conditions are fulfilled, the intent was to eat the vegetables and to eat the water. Then even the water on its own is hadol.
I was more thinking about on Shabbos, the soup with the matzo balls and the piece of chicken and the carrot.
Oh, we're going to come to that. That's also a very, very interesting
shabbos. You can do amosi, what did you do on?
What broccoli would you make on chicken soup?
Right.
Also very negative. Let's just add one more. I think another case, which would be the most classic example, where the water does get the broth of the cooked item, would be types of stewed fruit. Even aside a case of pureeing. Let's say, people put little bits of fruit in a pot and boil it, and then they keep it in the fridge to eat stewed fruit. So there, the intent is clearly to eat both the fruit and the water. You have it as well, along with its juice. That would be another case where even if it might sometimes happen, one might just strain off some of the juice in a cup and drink it, that juice would be bone priori. Okay, now let's read these halachas inside, and then we'll come to some of these other cases that have also been spoken. If it's fruit, then it will be oil. If it was a vegetable, it will be avon. So, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Peyul, she'in darkon lebishul, ela la'ochol l'chayim. This is a certain exception to the general rule. He begins with the exception rather than the rule. Peyrus which are never usually cooked. In Vishlam the Varis ala Rotev Shachar. So that's also something to bear in mind. If it's something that's not usually cooked, then we don't have this whole parasha at all. So again, when we talk about stewed fruit, it would have to be a fruit that is usual to cook it, like apples,
pears,
plums, things like that. Now we come to the rule that we spoke about. Peres shadarkon liyachim ulevashmon. Peres which is usual to cook. Behem shichim leroy. And they're perfectly available. It's not an unusual thing. Velosi leroy. Like the hockey and they're planted for. In bishlok they let on ha peres vegan mishtes et aloit. If one cooks them with intent to eat the fruit and to drink the juice. Mevorit ala roitev very prihoi. One would make a bracha on the liquid peres. Even in such a scenario where one is not eating from the fruit at all, you strained off the juice, you ate it on its own, it would be peres prihoit, so these conditions are fulfilled. The chen tikiot, the arokit, similarly types of beans and vegetables, but mokim shedar kom levashlon, in a case where it is usual to cook them, not after long for the purpose of eating them themselves, the gandishko sorokit, and also to drink the juice. The liquid. Then the juice would become very free adama, even if one did not partake at all from the actual solid food. Let's skip the bracket. Two lines down. But if, however, the cooking was simply for the purpose of eating the fruit or the vegetable, in that scenario, if one partakes of the water on its own and a shote for most of the van, the varit shakon. Because over here, the conditions have not been fulfilled. The im bishlon in bottom of the yak. Now, he has another case which we did not speak about in our introduction. What happens if you put vegetables and meat in the water? So even in a situation which does basically classify for the correct condition, it's with the intent of eating the water and of eating the vegetables, but in addition to cooking vegetables in this water, you also cook meat in the water. So now, on the one hand, from the point of view of the vegetables, the water should become very free adam, because it's vegetable water. But from the point of view of the meat, the water would remain charcoal. So these two elements are, so to speak, fighting for the status of the water.
This is chicken soup.
This is exactly the chicken soup.
Well, you have the matzo balls, right?
Yeah, it's not exactly the chicken soup, because there are two added complications which we'll talk about in a minute. So if one cooks together with meat and vegetables, now, even if one is official, can't be still on right there, even if the intention was actually also to consume the liquid, as it is with chicken soup. one will make the bracha on this liquid charcoal. Ki habotar hu ha'ikar. Because out of the two elements which are fighting for the status of this water, vegetables or meat or chicken, the meat or chicken becomes the ikar, because that's more substantial, it's more kosher over here, and the water remains charcoal. Now let's just continue talking about chicken soup for a minute, because as we said, there are some added complications. This halacha focuses now on what bracha is that liquid. So that would be perfectly clear that if one would take simply the liquid of the chicken soup on its own, without any other part in it, without any vegetables in it, without any chicken in it, without anything in it, just clear vegetable, clear chicken soup, and one would make on it charcoal. One would make on it charcoal, that would be the correct bracha, despite the fact that it's also vegetable water, but it's also chicken water, and the chicken is the ikka, and therefore it's charcoal. That is not the scenario that we are normally faced with when we sit down to a bowl of chicken. Because normally we don't sit down to a bowl of clear chicken soup. Normally in the chicken soup there are also some vegetables. Sometimes there's also some chicken. And sometimes there's also some other grains. It might be knedlach, it might be lokshen.
Yeah, but that lokshen and the bonus, even if it's got some kerosene, but what he's saying here, that the chicken is the
ikka. Well, the main thrust of him saying that the chicken is the ikka was as regards what bracha is that liquid. The main thrust of the halacha we're learning here is what bracha is the liquid in and of itself. If you then partake of that liquid together with other items, then we arrive at the sugya of ikka and tofel, and we have to start weighing up with criteria of ikka and tofel. The bracha on the liquid is, in this instance, it's charcoal. And then we have other things in it. What are they, and how do we deal with it? So, although we're not really learning ikka and tofel now, but we have to look a little bit at this as well. So, the place to make a hiluk, which is meramis for this, between, if, let's talk about vegetables for the moment. If there's vegetables in the chicken soups, if there's literally just a few pieces of vegetables floating around, then they become tofel to the chicken soup, and therefore the broth on the chicken soup is charcoal, the little bits of vegetables are toppled to the chicken soup, and that charcoal covers you for everything. That depends how people make chicken soup, but some make chicken soup with a very lot of vegetables in it, to the extent that we can say that the vegetables are also meant for what the Mishnah terms the modeling botsoifa. So they're meant to be a filling part of this dish. Not just maybe to give palm or something to the water, they're meant to be a significant part of the dish. They are there, the Muslims are soiva. In that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says that they do not become tofel. However, those vegetables, while not being tofel to the chicken soup, also do not become the ikar. And therefore, the correct thing in that scenario is to make two brachas. It's to make pardoba on some vegetables and charcoal on some soup. Let's just add a situation where there is also mazonos in the chicken soup. So again, here too, it will depend how much mazonos there is. If it's a soup that's, you know, absolutely chock full of lokshen, then it will be the ikka, and it will make mazonos, and you will exempt everything else.
Is it
that so? Yeah. Oh, yeah, not as much as that, but some people have put lokshen in the chicken soup, like not just to add a little bit, you know, to be a significant part of this tashel. If, on the other hand, there's simply a few floating on the top, so then one should make a separate mezonos on them, and charcoal on everything else. Or if it's really got a lot of vegetable too, then it might also be hadama and charcoal.
Usually the
look
is the soup, a couple of mustard balls, a couple of carrots.
So if it's knedlach, like mustard balls, I think it's unusual that we're going to say that the knedlach are so significant that, only on some occasions, like I sometimes, on a Sunday night sometimes, if there's leftovers, sometimes it can be there's a lot of knedlach at the bottom, and then I sometimes have that, but on Sunday night you sit down to a bowl with 5-6 knedlach and a little bit of chicken soup. So in that scenario, mazonos is going to cover you for everything.
Yeah, it makes a difference that the knedlach aren't boiled in the chicken soup, they're not added afterwards usually, or soup nuts which are added up to the lokshen, which is made as part of the soup, where while it's cooking, while it's being made, that's where
I don't think so. There is It should be like that in Ikkar B'Tochel. We'll have to look at it more closely when we come more to Ikkar B'Tochel. I think that we talk about it doesn't make a difference.
But we see sometimes that certain things, that's where there is an agreement, even if it's not the role, it becomes the...
Yes, but this is you're right. Generally speaking, that is the rule with Mezoidus. As a general cloud, Mezoidus always becomes the Ikkar even if it's a mute. Only in this type of scenario, like soup nuts in a soup or something, where it's clearly not meant to be the main part of the maasal, it's just there to make the other maasal more tasty. That is the exception, that these types of things soup nuts, lakshmi, say love for joke. It's really meant to be just a sort of accessory, a go along to the main food. I just want to come to one further scenario before we conclude, which is, let's go back a little to the vegetable soups. So, we came out clearly from the reading of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that if you have a vegetable soup with vegetables clearly recognizable in the soup, that type of soup, well, it's not pureed, so then the broccoli is clearly hardbala. The vegetables themselves are obviously hardbala, and even the water is hardbala because it classifies, it qualifies for our sugya of Mei Shlokas. What will be the din when we come to two further scenarios? A soup where the vegetables themselves completely dissolved in the actual boiling of the soup. Or a second scenario where one purees the vegetables. They didn't dissolve of themselves, one purees them. So in the first scenario, that's the bottom line, let's say, both of these two cases, the halacha is to make shakar. That's the halacha.
If it's
pureed, if the vegetables are no longer recognizable for any of these two reasons, one should make shakar.
There's another sphere again. Because we said, if you have this, you have made the chance of and you have the soup, you do have a normal soup, even if you took away the chance, this soup, there's not recognizable anything, you do have a month. Here you know there are chickpeas kind of mushed
right
inside.
So let's explain why. You're asking very good. Let's explain why. So in the first scenario, where they absolutely dissolve in and of themselves, as you make the soup, they dissolve. So that is considered, it does not qualify in the first place for one of the basic rules of Mei Shlokas. We said one of the two rules of Mei Shlokas is to have it up with the intent of consuming the water and with the intent of consuming the vegetables. Now, as we're concerned, halakhically, when the vegetables are completely dissolved, right, we learned when the Kushi were in that, something that's completely dissolved is considered to have lost its own identity as far as this process is concerned. So where it completely dissolves in the course of the bishul, the entire mixture is shakar, because the vegetables are shakar, the water is also shakar. In the second scenario, where you puree the vegetables, that is not so clear to apply this svara, because if you puree them after you cook them, maybe you could also apply this svara. But a second way of looking at this, another possible angle on this, is to say that now that the vegetables have been pureed, the vegetables themselves have become shakar. The vegetables themselves, you would have that type of vegetable puree, it's shakar. So we have a bit of a sort of surprising scenario where the vegetables are shakar, the water could perhaps be hardama. Now, here you are consuming, we can't separate them now, we're consuming this whole big mixture of pureed vegetables, which are hardama, and water, which is shakar. I'm sorry, I'm going the wrong way around. Pureed vegetables, which are shakar, and water, which is hardama. How do we want to look at this? So the point can say that there cannot be any scenario where the vegetables become tottled to the water. If anything, the water will always become tottled to the vegetables. So if we will have a scenario like this, where the vegetables have become shakal, even though in principle, in isolation, the bracha on the water might be hardama, but as you consume it now, tottled along with the pureed vegetables is proper is shakar. So again, just to very quickly summarize, going over the things we've had with today. Vegetable soup where the vegetables are still whole, hardama. Any type of pureed vegetable soup, shakar. Chicken soup, shakar. And if there's a significant amount of vegetables in the chicken soup, then it's two brothers. Any other type of vegetable water, type of cooked vegetables where you generally chuck away the water, even if one should decide to consume that water, shakar. Types of cooked fruit, the liquid becomes hoi. Generally speaking, apples, plums, something that's usual to cook, to the extent that if one would strain off that water and drink it on its own, it would also be hoi. We'll stop it.